from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Hello, world listener and internet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with me, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you here for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, entertainment, and also information from Indonesia to the world. And world listener, this beautiful day where we are watching the sunset here in Indonesia, make sure to go outside and check about the weather here and of course the world. And so for a listener and viewer, don't forget that you can watch today's broadcast through our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, without me further yapping around, let's continue with our program and start off with a song from Petra Sihombing with Canggih.
Baju lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Tersita waktu di layar, para sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda, boleh juga rasa apa nanti tak harus robotik, kau sudah cantik ya. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama memang tersyadu. Sebagaimana yang semestinya, beri tubuhmu pesona. Sebagaimana yang semestinya.
Petra Sihombing with Changi. And speaking of Changi, right now we have a special Changi interview with Wisnu Sindu Trisno from Kemenpar, where we have a special interview here in Voice of Indonesia that you can watch together. And of course, if you want to send your critic suggestion and also information, make sure to send it through our social media, through Facebook account The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official, and our email in VOI at voinews.id. Also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And thank you so much for your listener and in advance, without any further ado, let's begin today's special interview.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's special interview, we will talk about tourism. Especially recently, we have the ASEAN Tourism Forum 2025 held in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, from January 15th to 17th, in which the key players of tourism industries gathered and discussed the latest trends and, of course, the opportunities for the region. But of course, not only the talks. In this place, there's also the travel exchange or the TravEx, in which Indonesia also showcase our tourism development programs and future plans so that we get more cakes or visitors from ASEAN countries. And to know more about the potential of the ASEAN market and the strategy that Indonesia is having to boost the tourism in the region, in the studio, we have the Assistant Deputy for International Tourism Marketing 3 of the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Mr. Raden Wisnu Sindu Trisno. Hello, sir.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, sir. So, what is the new Indonesian tourism development programs that we introduced in the TravEx, sir?
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. This is actually one of the most timely moment, yeah.
In the beginning of the year.
In the beginning of the year. We thank God that Travel Asia, I mean Asian Tourism Forum, as being the first ministerial meeting of the ASEAN Tourism Minister, convened every January. So it's really, I mean, the first start of the year to promote all the destinations in the ASEAN, and being the most the nearest by geography location with Indonesia, this region is, I mean, puts highly importance to Indonesia. That's why we put all our efforts to promote Indonesian destination in every ASEAN Tourism Forum, especially in the Travel Exchange, the tourism burst that held, I mean, hand in hand with the Tourism Forum itself. Our Minister Widyanti Putri already having and promoting one of her flagship quick wins, we can say, for the for making what we call it elevated tourism, tourist pariwisata naik kelas in bahasa. So we would like to elevate the tourism in Indonesia, tourism industry to a higher plan, to a higher level. We start in this regard, Minister Widi promoting three at least new program, starting by what we call it Gerakan Wisata Bersih, Clean Tourism. This is actually to promote sustainable and regenerative tourism, because now sustainable tourism is a buzzword in the tourism industry. Everybody says all over the world that we have to be sustainable, the destination should be sustainable, we need to reach regenerative tourism. But how sustainable actually? How regenerative we are, especially in our destination. It started with a very simple, with a very basic thing to clean all the destination.
Clean all the destinations.
To create all the ambience avenue for the tourists when they come to Indonesia. So by this clean tourism, Gerakan Wisata Bersih, the clean movement, tourism movement, we engage all walks of life, we engage the communities, we engage all the provincial, I mean the local government to go hand in hand with us to facilitate all the cleanliness in the destination.
Okay, but is it in all the destinations or still some pilot projects?
We started by some pilot projects, of course. We have 5 super priority destinations, right, beyond Bali. But since everybody all over the world asking, oh, Bali having a lot of over-tourism right now. So we start in Bali.
Bali first.
So we start in Bali first. Gerakan Wisata Bersih start in Bali. We clean all the river and beach in Bali. Last December, this is the launching of Gerakan Wisata Bersih, along with the local government and the community, and also many NGOs also, I mean, hand-in-hand together to clean up the beach and the river.
Yeah, because we, on the social media, there are all so many NGOs with people from abroad, not from Indonesia, they're concerned about this beautiful island full of trashes, and now we have the action to clean all this, so we are not staying silent about it.
Right, right. And it's gonna be, a national movement, in all over Indonesia. We develop, establish, task force, including with the tourism industry and also the local government and the community in every destination in Indonesia. After Bali, now, deputy, the minister and the deputy minister, vice minister, are having this kind of a program also in Yogyakarta right now, today, starting today in Parang Tritis, and go all over to up to East Central Java and East Java. So this Gerakan Wisata Bersih, clean tourism movement is started, and it's going to be our flagship, one of the minister's flagship. And the second is what we call it to capitalize the big data and AI. So we try to elevate also our tourism marketing through digitalization. So we digitize our promotion, marketing and promotion, tourism promotion. We call it Tourism 5.0.
5.0?
So we are revamping all our media, own media, website, via social media and all that's related to our media, to including AI, and also to take advantage of AI and the big data. So next, it is in the final progress. We do hope that it could be launched on March. Next, our website and our Tourism 5.0 will be more interactive and seamless for everybody. So anybody all over the world just log into our website and then can click anywhere in Indonesia, to Sabang, to Merauke, and they can find almost everything there.
So, so
it's going to be interactive.
Yeah.
And it's going to be suggest anything that you want. Oh, okay, I only have this so-and-so budget. I would like to go to visit this. That will be...
Everything can be found in this
in
website.
This, yeah.
But are you going to still use the Indonesia to travel? Or
yes,
will
this
we still this
yes,
one?
This
yeah.
is, we developed there yeah. only.
Because earlier... we use also the website for our broadcast, and it used to be complete.
Yeah.
But it is not complete now, and you guys are going to make it easier.
Yeah, that one, the Indonesia the travel.
It will help.
It's
going
to be there only.
Yeah, I will be waiting for that. Okay.
And the last thing is what we call it experiential tourism. This is actually since sustainable and regenerative is a buzzword in the tourism industry, so we try to elevate also the tourists that come to Indonesia to a quality tourist. So not only numbers that we eyeing now, we also we invite all quality tourists that targeted into at least for now we try to get with to attract with four special interests. That is culinary destination, fashion destination, wellness and luxury tourism. So this special interest that we would like to highlight, promote destination, super priority destination of Indonesia. So what we call it is experiential tourism, to make tourists more engaged with the community there.
It's not only about coming, taking pictures and then going home.
No.
They're gonna talk to the people.
They have to plan a rice, their padi.
Wow.
They could batting the buffalo or the elephant. It's a new experience that they can found it in the 5-star hotel all over the world. They cannot find it, so they have to go there, and this is experience, unique experience. We call it experiential tourism. So this is actually that we are going to promote also. Trying the farm to table, so they pick up their own vegetable from the plantation, and then they cooking, and then they eat it, and then on their own table.
Okay.
We decide this kind of thing on like in any almost any destination in Indonesia. We started the pilot project in Ubud as a culinary destination of the world. UN Tourism granted culinary destination only two in the world. It's only Peru and Indonesia Ubud.
Wow.
So we have to capitalize this.
Yeah. If you see the whole map, they are 12 hours apart.
Yeah.
Right? In the same location. And from so many countries, so many cities, Ubud is chosen for that. And I think it's a very nice idea. I mean, if you just taste the food, you cannot understand anything about the food. But you take it from the garden and cook it. Wow.
We're going to have a international event there that would like invite also, famous chef all over the world this September in Ubud.
This
wonderful Indonesia gourmet destination, a festival.
Okay. So please put it on your calendar right now, September 2025. Make sure to go to Bali if you want to taste a lot of nice foods and also meet a lot of international chefs trying those foods. Okay, so let's get back a little bit to the 80th and also Trade Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Although actually I got so many questions about their latest programs. So you had the photo, you guys discussed a lot of things, and I would like to know a little bit about what kind of market that we see during that forum, and is there any kind of findings or the result that we can share to the listener?
We are actually blessed by our geographic location, from Sabang to Merauke, more than 17,000 islands, and we have, concentric circle, this ASEAN region, ASEAN countries that, really close to our Indonesia.
Yeah.
That's why the biggest contributor of foreign tourists coming to Indonesia is coming from ASEAN.
From our neighborhood.
From our neighbor, from Malaysia, from Singapore especially. We provide almost all walks of life, of all kind of tourism coming from ASEAN. We have a road trip for ASEAN travelers, we have honeymooners, we have wedding destination, we have meeting and incentive, we have golf also, not to mention marine tourism, the diving, snorkeling. We have almost everything in every part of Indonesia, especially in first proprietary destination, that Lake Toba, Likupang in North Sulawesi, Yogyakarta, of course, the Trail of Civilization, the Lombok, Mandalika with the MotoGP we have every November, and Labuan Bajo, where the Komodo dragon, roaming freely in their, habitat, natural habitat. So we have eyeing all walks of life from ASEAN countries, and by this, no wonder ASEAN is contributing almost 35% of total tourists coming to Indonesia. And also, is up to November, it reached 4.4 million ASEAN passport, ASEAN travelers coming to Indonesia. It's accounted for 35% of total tourists coming to Indonesia up to November, January to November 2024. And thank God, Alhamdulillah, puji Tuhan, on the travel exchange there, 3 days travel exchange, we can sell more than 23,000 tourism package. More than 23,000. It's accounted around total revenue, potential revenue, almost 61 billion.
61 billion.
It's a quite increase compared to the result of last year, TRAFEX. Last year in Vientiane, Laos, the TRAFEX, we participate, I forgot, but it's accounted 25% increase this year compared to last year. So it's a good sign and a good start also for the year to promote Indonesia in the ASEAN countries.
Okay. And I would like to dig more about this, but first let's listen to this one song.
Yo, Liburan, yo, Liburan, yo, Liburan, yo.
Buka mata saat pagi menyapa. Oh, dunia menyambutku dengan langit cerah. Nyalakan radio, temanku cari info. Ini musim yang keren untuk menghitamkan kulito. Sesuai menanti, dan red menunggumu. Yuk, liburan yuk, liburan yuk, liburan yuk. Yuk, ke pantai yuk, ke pantai yuk, ke pantai yuk. Ternyata pacaran tak membuat kamu bahagia, jadi lebih baik ke pantai aja. Hidup selalu singkat, mari kawan kita sedikit nekat. Tinggalkan pacarmu, lupakan mantanmu. Sebentar saja itu takkan membunuhmu.
Yuk, liburan yuk, liburan yuk, liburan yuk.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. You are still listening to the special interview with the Assistant Deputy for International Tourism Marketing at Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Mr. Raden Wisnu Sintutrisno. And we are still talking about the potential from ASEAN countries that is coming to Indonesia, that you said that it contributes a lot to our tourist visit in 2024. And I would like to know that in average, how much do these ASEAN people spend in our country?
Thank you, Steve. We have we noted. I mean that the most traveler, I mean the foreign tourists travel that come to Indonesia, that stay longer and spend higher in Indonesia. Of course, from quite far from Indonesia,
yeah,
like from European and from American continent, Middle East or Africa, because they are, I mean, quite far from Indonesia, so they, I mean, well planned to come to Indonesia, staying in Indonesia more than 10 days, let's say, from European, American, up to 2 weeks. But ASEAN, being a very, I mean, having proximity to Indonesia, very close destination, even weekender coming to Indonesia, like from Batam, Singapore, every weekend they come to Batam or to Bintan.
Just
from,
like
from Singapore and Malaysia.
Just like Jakarta and people going to Bandung and Bogor.
35 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So they come almost every weekend. So this is actually good in numbers and also good for our revenues. They don't stay longer in Indonesia since very close. Singapore to by fly also only 1 hour. Malaysia also 1.5 hour from Indonesia, from Bali, from Jakarta. So they don't stay, I mean, quite long. But they do spend. They do spend. In average, we calculated, we noted around 700 until, 600 until 1,000 US dollar per visit. So this, they quite a big spender. Big spender. Because in average, our statistical bureau last year, for 2023, let's say in a whole year, our average, what we call it, ASPA, average spending per arrival for every tourist to come to Indonesia, in average it's only like 1,300 US dollar per visit. In average, yeah, it ranges from 500 US dollar up to 2,500 US dollar. So in average, 1,300 US dollar in 2023. This is average average spending per arrival in 2020. I believe in 2024, the numbers not come yet. Usually, the lag is like 2 months for our statistical bureau. So, first week of February, we're going to have this kind of information. But we do hope that it's going to be increased. Maybe I'm positive that it could reach up to 1,500 US dollar in average. But ASEAN, 700 to 1,000 is still quite good. Considering they are a repeater.
Yep.
They're coming every weekend. They're coming even in the weekdays. They're coming to Jakarta every weekdays for shopping in Tanah Abang.
Yeah.
And going by bus to
Bandung. Yeah, they wanted to try that. Yeah.
Yes. So this is, quite good. We believe it's going to be contribute more.
Yep.
So this number of average spending of 700 up to 1,000 is a good start for ASEAN market. And if we can promote our close destination to Jakarta, so now it's going to be increased their spending. And we try to make also they stay longer in Asia.
stay longer in the countries. And so what are the strategies to realize that? I mean, we also have these three new programs. Is that also applicable for our ASEAN neighbors?
Yes, yes. Besides our, regular promotional program of participating in the tourism bourse, in the tourism fair, and also we have a sales mission. We bring our industry to come to ASEAN countries and meet buyers from ASEAN countries. And we have a, what we call it, a familiarization program. We invite and funding travel agent or operator or destination management company or KOL, key opinion leader, influencer in ASEAN countries to come to our destination, to stay in Lombok, in Labuan Bajo, in Likupang, Yogyakarta, and spreading the news there in their own country. We have also what we call it a joint promotional program. We tie up with the airline, ASEAN Airlines, Singapore Airlines, Malaysia Airlines, Jetstar, any airlines that we now promoting to have a joint promotion. And online travel agent also, because besides traditional travel agent, now people use usually millennials, Gen X, booking their travel by online travel agent. So we tie up with the online travel agent also. And out of this, regular program, we have a very special program actually that we believe, it could increase also the numbers coming from ASEAN countries. We, the government of, the provincial government of Riau Island and government of Johor in Malaysia already signed an MOU to operate what we call it roll-off-roll-on big ferry from Batam to Johor. This is a game changer because this big ferry can bring not only passenger but also product, our small medium enterprises product, SMEs product from Batam to be sell in Johor, in Malaysia and Singapore. And also they could use by vehicles also.
They can bring their own vehicles.
They can bring vehicles, they can bring their own car from Singapore to Johor Bahru to Batam, Bintan, and vice versa. So this seamless connection, so they don't have
to rent a car,
to take a Grab or Gojek, because they can bring on with their own, convenience of their own car to roaming freely in Batam and Bintan. So this is a game changer, and the final regulations are still in the discussion, but we positive, we believe that it's going to be launched by this first semester.
Okay.
And the second thing after that one, we have what we call it a special border treatment. Special border treatment is a special treatment for the resident of Malaysia and Singapore to come to Batam and Bintan. Yes, we are giving them a very big discount, voucher, extra facilities, anything. Extra services for the residents of Malaysia and Singapore.
So they will not be spending their holiday in their own countries. Cheaper to come to Indonesia.
Welcome to Indonesia.
Yeah.
And last but not the least, our, New Year's gift from the, from our colleagues from the immigration department in Indonesia. They are now finalizing the visa-free, 4 days visa-free for residents in Singapore that holding the long-term visit pass and student pass. So all international students in Singapore now can come free to Indonesia.
Even if they are not Singaporeans?
No, it's not. Even if it's not that, usually international student. So all international passport holders in Singapore, not only the permanent resident. Immigration Director General Indonesia already give 4 days free visa to Riau Island for 4 days for the permanent resident holder in Singapore. Now, in addition, they are going to give also long-term visit pass and student pass. So this is going to be game changer also people from Singapore will flock to our Batam and Bintan.
Nice.
Good for us.
Nice. Yeah, I can imagine more people coming to our country, especially during the very long weekend. It will be a very good one. And we'll talk about the long weekend soon. So stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia.
Denting gawai menyuara kan sebuah awal kisah kehidupan yang berjalan detik berputar hari dimulai mengantarkan insan ke dalam semestanya di dunia. Waktu takkan pernah mengulang dan rahasia kan menyapa tanpa salam di hari yang ditentukan dilahirkan ditemukan dan dipisahkan. Manusia bercinta melahirkan jiwa ke dunia. Sang penyair menorehkan garis awal kehidupan yang berjalan terencana dalam pesan yang bermakna mengatakan insan ke dalam semestanya di dunia. Waktu takkan pernah mengulang dan rahasia kan menyapa tanpa salah di hari yang ditentukan. Dilahirkan, ditemukan, dan dipisahkan. Gugur satu, tumbuhlah berjuta cinta.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still in this special interview. And earlier, before the song, we've been mentioning about the long weekend, also some thematic vacation to be enjoyed in Indonesia. So, sir, in the upcoming long weekend, we got the Isra Miraj and also the Chinese New Year. So, can you tell us both? The first one is, where can people enjoy the Chinese New Year celebration in Indonesia?
Thank you, Steve. There's a lot of because the proximity of Chinese culture and Indonesian cultures is so, I mean, you know, blended in Indonesia. So the Chinese New Year is celebrated almost all over Indonesia. And of course, being the most populous Muslim country in the world, also, all the Indonesian, Islamic big days, we will celebrate also all over Indonesia. We noted that at least for this next weekend, for the holiday, we have almost many celebrations in the capital, of course, in Jakarta. And also in Bogor, very close to Jakarta. We have a big celebration, especially in the Chinese New Year and what we call it, Cap Gome, 50 days, yeah? 15 yeah. days after Chinese New Year in Singkawang. Central Kalimantan, yeah?
West Kalimantan.
Kalimantan. We have in Pontianak also.
Mm-hmm.
Very big celebration for Chinese New Year. We have in Semarang.
Sampoko Temple,
also a big celebration, and in Central Java also we have a Grebek Suro, also in accordance with this Chinese New Year
celebration.
So people can go to either for visiting watching Grebek Suro in Yogyakarta, or to go to Semarang, or even here in Jakarta, in Kota Tua. Old Jakarta, Old Batavia, a lot of celebration there. We have a Chinese festival, Festival Pecinan in Taman Mini, Indonesia Indah, the big Indonesia National Theme Park. And we have a Chinese festival starting on 24th until January until 2 February in Taman Mini. A lot of attraction, big dragon dance, yeah, dragon lion dance, and we have a musician coming from Guangzhou, from the from southern part of China to come to Indonesia. There's traditional lampion, the lantern festival also, and also culinary. We have Ancol Lunar Festival also, 25 January until 14 February. A lot of attraction also, Kung Fu Show in Ancol, Dragon Underwater with Mermaid, a lot of things. Legendary Chinese taste we have in the Sumarekon in West Jakarta. In Tangerang Selatan, yeah.
South Tangerang.
Legendary Chinese taste, we call it. It's a legendary Chinese taste showcase more than 80 traditional Chinese cuisine.
Wow. 80.
80,
not 8.
Yeah. We have what we call it localism. Go to Shanghai in Pantai Indah Kapuk. 24 until 26 January in Old Shanghai, in Kelapa Gading also. We have Radiance of Prosperity in Pantai Indah Kapuk also, Prosperity 2025. That would also showcase not only the Chinese tradition, also blended with the Javanese tradition. Traditional music from, the very ancient and very unique Javanese, what we call it, Jawa Ngapak.
Jawa Ngapak included in this Chinese New Year celebration.
That's really worth visiting. You have to go there. We have to go there. I also myself would like to go there. And in terms of the halal friendly tourism, we have so many also destination. Of course, many like big mosque of Istiqlal Jakarta having their own celebration. We have halal tourism destination also all over Indonesia, like in Lombok. We have a special celebration for this Islamic tradition. We have also in Central Java, and we have also in as far as the Ambon.
Even in Ambon.
Yeah, in Ambon we have a traditional celebration for what is Islamic tradition also.
Okay.
So this place that worth visiting.
Yep.
You can go to Indonesia.travel and searching for this kind of attraction and celebration, either for Chinese New Year, for Cap Gome, and also for Islamic celebration in each destination. So Steve, we have to go there.
We have to go there, sir. especially if we mix this or relate this with the ASEAN context, our neighbors also have a lot of Chinese descent from Singapore, from Malaysia. Maybe instead of spending the time in your place, just come to Indonesia. We got a lot of events over here.
Just go to www.indonesia.travel. You can find all Chinese New Year celebration and Islamic tradition.
Everything you need, apparently. And besides that, there's also the calendar events
from
across Indonesia. So it is like a one-stop place for you to know more about Indonesian tourism. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Pak Wisnu.
You're most welcome, Steve.
Yeah.
Enjoy to discuss this promotional destination in Indonesia. I do hope that we can do this kind of things, promotion event.
Yeah, of course.
More often, every week.
Every week, maybe.
So, all listeners can also find any new last destination, any new hidden gems all over Indonesia.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you very much, sir. Alright, listener, that is our special interview with the Assistant Deputy for International Tourism Marketing 3 of the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Mr. Raden Wisnu Sintutrisno, and we've talked about the latest programs by our government and also the upcoming events that Indonesia has. So once again, if you want to know more about Indonesian travel and tourism, go to indonesia.travel. And if you missed some parts of this interview but you do not want to miss it, you can go again to our YouTube channel VOI Official, or just listen to our application RRI Digital. Thank you very much.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Losing my mind. malu dengan manisnya tutur katamu. Lihai caramu menangkan hatiku, rasa istimewa.
Newsline, first the headline. BPPD continues efforts to handle floods in Jakarta. Mohaimin visits MSME actors at TMEE during Chinese New Year holiday. And now the news in details. The Jakarta Regional Disaster Management Agency is actively working to address flooding in various areas of the city. Their efforts include deploying emergency response team and coordinating drainage improvements to mitigate the impact. Authorities continue to monitor the situation and provide assistance to be affected the residents. Moving on to the second news. During the Chinese New Year holiday, Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Mohaimin Iskandar, visited micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. Actors at the Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Cultural Park, they visit aim to support the local entrepreneurs by promoting their products and not acknowledging their contribution to visit's economy. Indonesia's economy. Mohaimin emphasized the government commitment to fostering MSME development for national growth. And that was Newsline.